Now, he says this in verse 3, "And ye have respect to him that weareth the fine clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool." In other words, he put him way back where the ushers sit. Or he had him stand up, and in that day, why, there were a few seats down front, and only the prominent people sat in those. And there was a day, actually, in this country, that they were paid pews, and they had a little door to them, and only the family that paid for that pew could sit in that pew on Sunday. You couldn't sit with who you wanted to sit with. And today, we have the little cliques that take a certain section in a church, and they sit there, and woe to the stranger, especially if he's not well-dressed, that comes in and sits next to that crowd. He'll get a cold shoulder, I can assure you that. Now, that's what James is talking about. He says here, "Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges with evil thoughts?" James put these men in contrast, and he says, now you take a look at them, and you are actually being partial in yourselves. In other words, he says here, "Hearken, my beloved brethren," this is verse 5, and then he's talking out of the believers, "my beloved brethren," and you notice how he calls believers brethren. "Hath not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him?" Now, a poor believer in certain churches is certainly looked down upon, and yet he may be the richest man spiritually in that church. You may or may not have noticed how much is said in the Word of God about the poor. There is a great deal that you'll find if you go through the Word of God. And I don't pretend to go through and lift out all, but I'd like to call your attention to the fact that God has made it very clear from Genesis to Revelation that he has a concern and consideration from the poor. And friends, I don't care what you say, and this applies to Moscow, Russia, as much as it does to New York City, Washington, D.C., or Los Angeles, California, that the poor never get a fair deal. They never have. And as long as men are natural men that have not been born again, that are not Christians, the poor will never get a fair deal in this world. And believe me, our only hope is in Jesus Christ, by the way. Now listen to the Word of God. In Job 5, verse 15, he says, "He saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth." And again in Job 36:15, "He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth their ears in oppression." And then in Psalm 9:18, "The needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever." And then Psalm 68:10, "Thou, O God, hast prepared for thy goodness for the poor. The Lord heareth the poor." Psalm 69:33. And then we have in Psalm 72, listen to this, "He shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, not despise their prayer." And friends, I could go on and on. And in that marvelous 45th Psalm, we are finding that there's one coming that's going to reign on this earth in righteousness. And in the 11th chapter of Isaiah, he's presented to us there again, and he's presented as the one that is going to rule for the poor. "And with righteousness shall he judge the poor," we are told in Isaiah 11. May I say to you today that God has a great deal to say about this, and the mistreatment of the poor on this earth by the rich and those in power is something they'll answer to God for someday. but the poor are rich in spiritual things. And that is the important thing for the poor man to see. So let me move on here.